Russia gains more ground. I'm Pam Puzo, Fox News. A stronghold of Ukrainian resistance in the eastern part of the country has fallen to Moscow. That's according to Russia's foreign ministry, which says the entire province of Luhansk has been captured. It's a discouraging development for the West.
We don't want to see Ukraine defeated by Russia. And that's why we are continuing to rush aid and assistance. Now, more than $7 billion worth of assistance. That's just from the United States alone to Ukraine.
John Kirby with the National Security Council on Fox News Sunday. Abortion laws are in limbo in several states following the Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade.
We are expecting a hearing sometime early this week on that particular case. But yes, I do expect for the state's law to be upheld in the state court, and I do expect our trigger law to go into effect.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves on Fox News Sunday. Another cautionary tale about the dangers facing migrants who attempt to cross our border illegally. Three men from Honduras were found stuffed in metal toolboxes that were sitting in the back of a pickup truck in sweltering heat. They're okay. The driver, a U.S. citizen, is under arrest, according to authorities. Last week, 53 migrants died after being packed into a stifling tractor trailer. Many Americans will spend a long time at the airport today. FlightAware says more than 1,000 flights are delayed already.
Travelers are paying sky-high prices for these flights. Then many can't even get on the airplane. Now the TSA says this weekend will be one of their busiest. They're expecting more travelers to pass through security this 4th of July than back in 2019 before the pandemic.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Terrifying moments on the ground at a Michigan air show. One person is dead after a truck powered by a jet engine exploded.
It happened at the Field of Flight Air Show in Battle Creek, Michigan. According to Fox 17 in Western Michigan, the so-called Shockwave jet truck was racing two planes at speeds up to 300 miles an hour when the truck burst into flames. Andy Pepper tweeted video of that moment. Fox 17 says the explosion killed the jet truck's driver. A local pastor got on the intercom to say a prayer for those involved, and the air show was canceled for the rest of the afternoon. Roger Stern, Fox News.
Workers at an Amazon facility in Texas saw something and said something, and police say that likely prevented a mass shooting. A 19-year-old man from San Antonio who works at the facility is under arrest, and an AR-15 rifle has been seized. The safety of your data is getting stronger in Indiana.
Among many laws that take effect in Indiana this month was an amended data breach notification law. It requires businesses and other entities to notify people without reasonable delay, but not more than 45 days after discovery of a data breach. A delay, they say, is reasonable if it's necessary to restore a computer system, discover the scope of a breach, or because state law enforcement asks for a delay in order to investigate. The National Law Review says while a few other states have a similar time frame and others have longer or shorter notification windows, this may complicate things for impacted businesses with customers or clients in multiple states. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The suburbs of Sydney, Australia have been largely evacuated following heavy rains and life-threatening flooding. First responders have gotten more than 3,000 requests for help. I'm Pam Puzo, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.